Welcome to this CFO podcast about the innovative finance function. I'm Chris Schmidt from CFO Research, and it's my pleasure to be joined today by Henner Schliebs, SAP's Head of Global Finance Audience Marketing. Henner, if we may, let's begin with our first question. CFO's research indicates that finance professionals are embracing their influence in their enterprises and looking forward to a bright future as their profession evolves. In fact, 78% of respondents in Europe said that their work in finance has exceeded their expectations, and 81% expect it to get even better. Henner, do these numbers surprise you?
Hey, Chris, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much. Chris, in fact, it's a really interesting but projected results that we see here, right? This is slightly below the global average of, I think it was 82% or so, but I would estimate this might be coming from the troublesome times for CFOs in Europe around the European Union, right? The currency fluctuations and some other areas. What I like most about this is that the prospectus is so bright as they see the harvest of what they have seeded over the last decade, right? Finance is becoming more and more important, and it's at a status right now that it has never been, right? If your finance department is not strong and modern, you're not surviving as an organization midterm. This is clear, right? And this is inspiring for finance executives, and the fact that so many CFOs recently have become CEO of their company might support their optimistic outlook, right? So the economy in Europe's main countries is quite promising. The revenue growth expectations are modest, so that is placing an ideal sandbox for a modern CFO to show the leadership in focusing on profitability and a holistic performance management process within that organization, right? And the last point I would like to make here is CFOs are seeing light at the end of the tunnel from a technology perspective, right? There have been so many barriers due to old technology in the last 20, 30 years. Just an example, separating out transactions and the analytics world as an example in two different areas, right? This is not needed anymore, and CFOs are now reimagining their strategy and growth initiatives and how they are becoming a high-performing organization, and they are able to manage performance amidst these uncertain times these days. So finance are becoming a business partner of choice to the organization, not because they are there, but because they have the tools and the means to guide the company strategically.
Excellent. The organizational scope of the finance function, which is already broad, continues to expand to encompass risk management, IT, mergers and acquisitions, and other key functions. In fact, 29% of respondents in Europe expect IT to come under finance's purview. Henner, why do you think that is?
We hear from our customers, CFOs, and also the many CIO discussions we have that the budgets are shifting towards the business, right? So the business is expecting self-service capabilities in their software landscape to manage their respective areas. Big data as an example. Big data is all over the organization, right? And per definition, finance has always had an enterprise-wide view that you would need for big data, right? So the mandate for finance is to drive change, and modern finance executives have shown the leadership to do so in support of the corporate strategy and efficient IT landscape, because IT is the platform to drive digital transformation that everybody's talking about, right? So you even see not so obvious areas under the CFOs moving in the responsibility of CFO. Just a quick example, which is often discussed, is Twitter, right, that even has put their marketing function, the CMO is reporting into the finance function there, right, because finance is such a strong business partner, and the leadership and the board is relying on a strong finance person to help guide the way into the future.
Yes, it's very interesting times. What do you see as the biggest challenges finance executives in Europe face today?
That's a good question, and we discuss this a lot with CFOs around the challenges, right? I think the first and the foremost challenge is the question how the finance chief can support business model changes, right? you don't want to be overrun by the next Uber in your market, right? So the questions are, how can we create an organization of the future? Do we need to consider M&A scenarios? Do we need to think about divestitures in certain areas, like GE is doing with their capital area, as an example, right? Do we manage to change organically from the organization, or do we need external help? And really simulating what's the next model for my market. How can I outpace my competition? And I need a strong foundation to do so, right? So this is the biggest challenge that we're seeing in Europe and I think in all the regions. The second area is complexity. We have seen so many figures on the negative impact of complexity to corporations, right? But I think finance departments are drowning in complexity these days. It's complex processes, it's complex organizational structures, it's complex market interaction with your constituents outside of your organization. It's complex IT platforms, it's complex regulatory requirements, you name it. Complexity has to be stopped, right? Modern finance platforms support simplifying all these areas we've mentioned before. There is no need for an analytics platform as a and a transactional platform separation, right? No need for cumbersome manual intervention or periodical processes anymore, because we live in a real-time world, right? And complexity has to go, and I think a modern CFO is leading the way for the whole organization into simplifying processes. The third and last thing is how to manage performance through instant insight, right? How do you have instant insight into planning processes, into your cash, into day sales out standing measures, into your operations finance, right? What about demand management and revenues? You need really instant insight into customer profitability, product profitability. There is no room for period end processes like this. This has to be decision support in the second it is needed, right? So this is the third challenge that CFOs are facing. How do I get into a real-time finance organization?
Those are certainly daunting challenges. Our next question, a large majority of respondents from Europe, 81%, agree that over the next 5 years, their company's success will increasingly depend on their ability to adapt to the rapid pace of change and greater business complexity. Henner, how can finance use this as an opportunity to contribute more to the business?
And it really is an opportunity, right? I think it's the greatest opportunity in the last five decades, and it's a positive perspective into the future, right? They can increase their profile and really make a change in the organization. And I think finance executives need to help their companies making the right decision within their transformation initiatives and to make the right investments for the next decade. Really, it's kind of a platform decision CFOs are supporting right now, and they need to make sure to have this holistic view in place, because they are enterprise-wide, as already mentioned, and they are the only ones getting this holistic view to transform the whole organization alongside the digital transformation process, right? So they are the ones rethinking their whole paradigm of how they are pursuing business in the next few years. It means really getting rid of periodical processes, embracing modern means to forward-looking finance, whatever, including predictive modeling as an example, right? These are modern things that finance chiefs need to embrace. And also especially connect to all the business partners along the value chain of their organization in a real-time fashion, right? So how do you embed banking information? How do you embed your customers, your suppliers, your contingent workforce? This all has to come through business network integration, right? So They need to change the future and learning from the status quo in the history, and this is their charter, and this is what the modern CFOs are doing these days.
Well, as we said, it is certainly interesting times.
It is, yeah.
Our next question, for 75% of the survey respondents, their company's success will depend on having an instantaneous access to a single version of the truth. That is to say, a unified, comprehensive, and fully up-to-date set of financial and performance data. Henner, why do you think digitalization and automation are so important for finance to succeed?
I think we're preparing the customers globally for a new era of business, right? One that has so much value to offer, replacing manual tasks with additional analytical bandwidth, right? So our vision, as an example, is to provide the platform for a lights-out finance operations scenario in a couple of years from now, where you can really think about, hey, what do I do with all my people in the shared services environments? I can really use their expertise for analytics and support the future, support the strategy, right? But this is not only true for finance, but rather for the business in general, right? This opportunity we have. It's the boardroom's mandate to support this, and the digitalization is supporting new ways of doing business for the whole company, for the business, not just for the finance chief, right? So at the end of the day, this ensures finance's contribution to the success of the business, and we hear a lot these days the following, right? It's either adopt or die as an organization. You have to move into a digital enterprise, otherwise you're not succeeding in this market.
So true. Finally, Henner, what steps do you think finance executives in Europe ought to take to prepare their teams for the future?
Yeah, I think the first thing is a team assessment, right? Prepare your organization. Do you have the right talent? Do you embrace the millennials already, right? Learn from the millennials and their specific perception of a business environment today before they become the leaders of the future, because there's a lot we can learn from the younger guys, right? And does your organization have the right skills you need, right? Do you have the analysts in your finance department? Do you have people with a mindset to become a business partner? Do you have the business partners with financial skills, right? The question always is, who's the better CFO? Is it the typical CPA guy, or is it more like the MBA guy, right? We see a lot of non-accountants becoming CFO these days, and there's a reason to that, right? So you have to change the type of people in your finance organization. Secondly, challenge the current way you're doing business, right? Does your shared services or your global business services people add the value you expect them to do, right? Can you automate processes and use expertise for other areas? Do you have the right insight into the business that you need to drive decision-making based on facts instead of gut feeling, right? And what is it you can do to transform into a real-time world? Do you provide context to the business and their contribution of total, right? The third thing is, to achieve all of this, you need to have the right technology and tools at hand, and you have to question yourself, does my 20-year-old system provide the platform I need for the future? How about in-memory platforms, right? Connecting finance from end to end throughout all the finance processes with operations and other corporate functions like HR or procurement or whatever, right? How do you leverage partners in the market? Your business partners can bring so much value to your organization. You need to tap into this value, right? Can you, as a CFO, use your technology? You need to make sure that technology at hand is something for you as a CFO as well, because you need to get this overview, and you don't want to have hard copies from yesterday or last week or something. Whenever you have a question, go into the system and look it for yourself, right? I could go on forever, but I think my finance analytics dashboard right now shows me to stop here in order to maximize your time and value measure as the audience here.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time and insights, Henner, and thank you to our audience for tuning in to another CFO podcast.